The phenomenon has spread across the country. It's also prompted anti-clown vigilantism, forcing police to step in to try to quell the growing hysteria. And to avoid any disruption during Halloween, the mayor of the small village of Vanguard in southern France went so far as to ban the costume altogether.
It is strictly forbidden for any individual aged 13 or more to walk around in the village dressed up as a clown.
Although no one knows for sure who started this trend, some believe it could come from the Wasco clown. Originally, it was an art project featuring photos of an anonymous clown in the town of the same name. It is believed to have inspired copycats, with some sharing disturbing images of clowns in intimidating scenarios. According to this sociologist, the evil clown trend reflects a malaise.
The clown can be seen as a victim. He's ugly, a failure, someone to distrust. And the evil clown can then be seen as a person seeking revenge.
Police say internet has played a pivotal role in promoting the phenomenon. Authorities are now concerned about the teasing of incidents on Facebook, as here, posing in front of a police station.